We are up to Simin Shin Ayin Bei Siv Vav, and we'll be doing Vav in Zayin. Siv Vav. Bayis Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. You have a house between two Chatzeres. V'pasuach L'shneihem. It's open to both. V'irav in Shneihem. And made a separate Erev with each one of them. But the two Chatzeres did not make an Erev together. Aval HaChatzeres Lo Irvu Zeh Im Zeh. Ein L'taltol Kelim Sheshav Su Babatim Mechotzer L'chotzer Ayidei Bayis Zeh Shebeinehem. You're not allowed to carry from one bias into the middle bias and then into the chotzer. Because the other one's chotzer, you cannot carry the kalim from your bias into. So the kalim of the bias that's ma'ariv with the chotzer and in the bias, you can carry from the bias into the chotzer, into the bias, but no further. Haya ben shtei chatzeres kosel gavoa yutfachim. What happens if you have a wall between these two chatzeres that is 10 tfachim high? What happens if, say, one is elevated 5 tefachim and then you added a 5 tefachim wall, which ends up being 10 tefachim high? Once there's a mechitza between them without a door or a window in it, they don't have the ability to be ma'arav together. What happens if there's a 10 tefachim wall between them? V'hoyu barosho peiros, and on top of it there are fruits. Bnei shtei achatzeres yicholim lohoridam lachatzeres. So what happens there? Each one of them can go and bring it down to the chatzer. Something from the wall. Why is that? The teretz is because that's a gag. It's like a gag. You're allowed to carry from a gag to a chatzur. It's not a bias. It's only from a bias to a chatzur you couldn't carry. You can carry from one chatzur to another through that wall, kelim that were shovis in the wall. It doesn't make a difference if it's 4 tefachim wide or otherwise. Avol, peiros shishovsu by bias, but peiros that were shovis in the house, in a kosel rochav dalet also la'aloslo. If the kosel is 4 tefachim wide, so you're not allowed to bring it up there, because that's like bringing into another chotzer the kelim that were shovis in one of the batim. V'lo lahorido mimenu, v'im eino rochav dalet mutter, but if it's not dalet, then it's not a separate reshus, and you're allowed to. Obavad shelo yachlifenu. But Paris that were shovis in the bias, if it is 4 tefachim wide, so you couldn't bring it up to it because it's like going from one gag to another with Paris that were shovis in the bias. And not to take them. Ain't a roch of dalad mutter, but if it's not a separate reshus, it's mutter. As long as they don't take from one chutzur to the other through this, that they don't take kalim from bias one and it ends up in chutzur two. Dimhoya kosel gavoa leachas meharzeres yud leshniya ena gavoa yud. Kagon shekarko shalechot gavoa mishal chavero. What happens if the wall is 10 tefachim high on one side, but the other side is higher, so the wall is not 10 tefachim high from him? So the halacha is, mi she'ena gavoa lo yud, the one that to which it's not 10, muter lishtamish bo af kelim sheshavsu babayis. For him, it's like an extension of the chatzar. If the wall doesn't go up 10 tefachim, it's like an extension of the chatzar. It's all one reshus, and he can carry in it even the kelim that were shovis in his bias, because it's from his bias to his chatzar. V'hasheni, and the second one, also lishtamish bo af kelim sheshavtsu b'chatzar. He should not even use it from kelim that were shovis in the chatzar. The question is, why not? You're allowed to carry from one chatzar to another chatzar kelim that were shovis in the chatzar. Only kelim that were shovis in the bias, not. So here what we're saying is that since we allow the first one to carry kalim from his that was shovis in the bias to this the top of the wall, it must be that we consider the wall an extension of his chotzer. In order to do that, we totally aser the other one from carrying in it, even though we don't normally have such a halacha. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, there's a Rashba who's makel altogether and says that there is no iser of carrying kelim that were shovis in the chatzar into that middle part. V'hu sheyehe akol sarach of dalit. Aval meina rach of dalit mutul l'shteim l'shtames bo af min habatim afilu irva kolachas li'atzma. The one in between, if it is not rach of dalit, it's not a separate reshus, and they are both allowed to use it. They are both allowed to use it, even from the batim, because we consider it all as if it's like one big chatzar. Afila irva kalachas liatzma, even though each one on its own made a separate erev. Siv zayin, nifratz hakosel. What happens if this wall between them fell down? Ad yud amis harei ukapesach. So we said a pirza of less than 10 amis, or not more than 10 amis, is not called a pirza, it's called a pesach. In which case they can be ma'arav together if they want to. Vahu shaloye nifrats bimilo. That's only if it didn't fall down completely. Vim nifrats biyeser me'eser choshev chotzer achas. If it came down completely, or more than 10 tfachim, utzrichim shaloye utzrichim la'arav yachad, and they'll have to make an erev together. So what's the loch? Vim nifrats biyeser me'eser choshev kachotzer achas. If you have a wall separating between the two chatzeres, they don't have to be ma'arav biyachad. If the wall fell down and what you're left with is nothing, it's paritz kimelo. So the halacha is that you have bimelo. The halacha is that the two chatzeres have to make an erev together. Says the Rama, v'kosh kamein b'nei mechitza gavo yud tzrichim la'arav yachad. If you don't have a mechitza altogether, so the halacha is that if there's nothing left, or there's a lot left, but you have a pirtz of more than 10 amis, so there the halacha is that we look at them as one big chatzar, and they have to be ma'arav together. What is not called paritz kimelo'o, bimelo'o, if you have a pas arba left on one side, or kolshu left on each side? So there they will be considered separate reshuyas, and they'll have to decide whether or not they want to be ma'arav with it.